helped tear it down, and he had to clean the bricks. I don't know if they sold them or what, but I remember he wheeling them around. And then when they built the new church, it was really pretty red brick church. And he helped to wheel in the bricks and the mortar and stuff they needed. Build it that way. And Aunt Martha, she was teaching me in primary when they got married. And so I was still in her class when she first got married. We lived there. And we had like family night every night. We was all together. My grandma's sitting in the corner usually, and we had a lovely front room and had a lovely big, radio. One was on stilts, kind of like, and had doors that shut on it. A really nice one. And we had a heater, a really big, nice, lovely heater. At least my husband got over in the garage. And they had beautiful carpet. And they had that furniture that we had. Now we still have the furniture that they had.
What kind of furniture?
It was an overstuffed set with two chairs. One was a rocket chair, and the other chair that's over there in the front room now. And we had some other things in there. And Aunt Martha, she was the interior decorator.
What other kinds of things were in there?
Well, we had one of those gate leg tables, you know, that you could put it up and down. And some other chairs. She had a captain's chair, it was called, and she put black velvet on it and pretty flowers on it with the felt, and padded it really good. It was really nice. That's what Grandma said. We'd sometimes listen to the that Merton Marge and Amos and Andy. And Major Bowles, he was on then. That's when he was on, and he had real nice talent he'd get from everywhere. And then my dad, he was really good storytelling. He'd tell us all about his life. And he came from Indiana, and he lived in 13 different states over a year in each one before he came to Utah. And he shoot horses. He trained to be a dentist under his father. His father was a dentist. And he trained for two and a half years under him, and then they passed a law they had to go to college, so he couldn't do that. So he went and worked in a factory where they made really nice wagon wheels for coaches, you know. And then then he went and was an apprentice at a horseshoeing shop in Indianapolis, and he learned how to make shoes for each horse. They put the numbers on them, and